Listening Library presents Lions and Liars by Kate Beasley. Read for you by Robbie Damon. Chapter 1. The Lion, Gazelle, Meerkat Butt Theory of Life. Frederick Fredrickson was thinking about strawberry daiquiris when the dodgeball slammed into his face. The pale pink frost, too thick to come up the straw, the toothpick umbrella, the maraschino cherries, speared on a tiny plastic saber. The delicate cartilage in Frederick's nose crunched, and his knees hit the ground. Ah! He wailed. The vision of the daiquiri vanished, and water sprang into his eyes. Frederick was 10. He did not cry, but if a dodgeball hit you directly in the nose, your eyes automatically released water. So when Devin Goodyear came to stand over him, Frederick wasn't crying. His eyes were automatically releasing water. Jeez, Fredrickson. Frederick could tell from the tone of Devin's voice that the other boy was shaking his head. You better not tell anyone we were playing dodgeball, Devin warned. I wub, Frederick said. He was trying to say I won't, but between the automatic release of eye water and the blood pouring out of his nostrils, he sounded like he had a head cold. I wub tell. Frederick was kneeling behind a set of bleachers that blocked him from view of the recess monitors. The students weren't allowed to play dodgeball. Every year, the teachers told them the story of how one time a group of kids had been playing dodgeball and how Candace Licky had gotten hit in the head so hard that she was knocked unconscious and she fell on the ground, hitting her head.